This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's a pillow, right?
Oh, love it.
Pillow is the theme of the show today, friends. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we are eternally grateful, which means forever, endless. Our gratitude does not end. We are extraordinarily grateful to you, our fine listeners, for making it so. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate that. Appreciate the fact that you not only listen, but you call and you email and you text your comments. You engage in the program. And you also patronize those who advertise on the radio stations you're listening to. That we appreciate as well, because it keeps us right here with the voice. Here's why pillow is my word of the day. I have been thinking a lot about the lead up to previous elections. And you know, you have a little bit of a knot in your stomach and you kind of wonder and you hear something and you think, oh, what about this? And then you hear that, you think, what about that? And you sort of bounce around a little bit, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, really you can't change anything usually, right? You just sort of sit there and be a little bit.
Go with it.
Anxious. I have a great deal of peace about this election just because I just think it's so obvious that, number one, people who are saying, therefore, this candidate or that candidate are locked in, and you have a pretty much a dead heat, but there's so many people that are for Donald Trump that are going to circle Donald Trump's name that aren't saying a word. Now, we know that happened last election, right? So imagine, given the vective, is that a word? Vective?
Oh, I don't know. I like it, though.
Do you? See if you can find what word I'm looking for. Vective, vitriol maybe is the one I'm looking for.
Yeah.
The vitriol. There's something with, is there invective? Is invective kind of the same thing? I think invective is... Who cares, right? I mean, I don't care. This doesn't matter. The point is that there's so much been thrown at him that, you know, there are going to be people who say, no, I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm voting for him. So I have a great deal of peace that's going to happen. However, back to the pillow. I do not want to wake up on election day feeling as though I've done not enough, just a little bit short, ran out of gas, whatever. I don't think it's too strong to say America as we know it hangs in the balance. Now, honestly, I would say this. You wouldn't normally say that about a Democratic candidate for president in most of my lifetime. I didn't like the fact that Barack Obama had the policies he had the disdain for the military he had. Have you noticed, by the way, they accuse us of everything they do. Barack Obama couldn't care less about the military. He was a community organizer from Chicago. Who are we kidding? But my point is, Obama back, if you looked at Democratic candidates, you'd say, well, I hope my guy wins. If you're conservative, you'd say, I hope my guy wins. But if he doesn't, we'll give this guy a shot. I don't think we can say that anymore. Look at this. They are more critical of cops than they are Antifa. I mean, come on. Come on. How can they be more critical of our law enforcement than they are these thugs in the streets? This isn't your parents' Democratic Party. So that's why I think it's very, 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 very obvious this election has two different Americas on the ballot. And I know the America that I want. So, the pillow. I'm not going to lay my head on the pillow on election night without knowing I've put it all out there, done everything we could, fought every fight, engaged in every battle, talked to people that don't like to talk about it, but you're going to have that uncomfortable conversation. Why do you feel like you do? So, that's my thought. Question for you, our fine audience, do you agree with that? Are you approaching this election in a way differently than any other election in your lifetime? And if so, why? What is it that motivates you to that? And what are you going to do about it? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Guests later in the program, Carl Rove will join us. Carl's been a guest of ours from time to time. He is one of the smartest guys in politics. He's not well-liked, I think, by conservatives in the sense that they see him as more of an established, swampy type, which, you know, look, as long as he's been in the swamp, you can't help that. But I will tell you this, you know, a candidate like Kevin Cramer, Karl Rove sees him, he right now goes out and raises money and tries to help him get elected with, you know, independent expenditures. Do the same thing with Jason Lewis, do the same thing with, I mean, just, so you want him on that wall. And I'm going to have him get his whiteboard out, see if we can dig up some stats on Minnesota and how things look for Michelle Fischbach and Jason Lewis, and most importantly, the president winning Minnesota. So we'll talk with Carl about that today on the program. Also, there's a presidential candidate visiting Bismarck today by the name of Brock Pierce. He's over at City Hall right now, visiting with Mayor Bakken, and is going to be going next to a event at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to discuss some Native American issues in the Dakota Access Pipeline and evidently something about Red Dawn being released. So he is a child actor. He was in Mighty Ducks. And he also is a very successful billionaire. He's done very, very well. I think Bitcoin was how he hit it big. I can't remember what.
No, it wasn't Bitcoin. That was Elon.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, or that was PayPal. It might have been Bitcoin. But, yeah, he's...
Find out how he made his money.
Well, it's cyber. He's in that cyber world, and he's nearing, it says, between $800 and $1.1 billion on his net worth. So he's got a few bucks.
He's rounding up, though, if he says he's a billionaire.
Yeah, yes. Right. Maybe. Who knows at that level.
And Joel Braun from the McKenzie County Job Development Authority Board will be here, too, for an update on how things are going in our favorite McKenzie County. We went smack dab in the middle of the oil patch and talk a little bit about if you go uncounted in the census, what is lost? And I think you'll pay another way. So all that coming up. All right, to answer our questions of the day, is this the election of a lifetime for you? What are you doing about it? What are the issues most important? Tell me, 800-228-0550. That's the number you call. 800-228-0550. Todd's off today, so text me at 701-367-2054 so we don't disturb him while he's away. That'd be a nice thing to do. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Chris in Watford City, go ahead.
Invective. In every possible way, they have so overplayed their hand. By the way, good morning, Scott.
Yeah, good morning to you. I wasn't crazy then. Invective, huh?
You know, invective. Yeah, it's that disgusting, vile type speech directed at somebody or something. Usually used to sway opinion, but that's not the Webster's dictionary. But my mom is a very literate person, taught me a lot of words, and I think I remember that one. I think I actually probably inspired some invective at one point, but. I'm hopeful, like you, that they've so overplayed their hands. They're electing someone who, in all fairness, is more than likely incompetent and can't take office. They're trying to elect. They've nominated. And the speech, since protests and everything else, the speech, it's all vitriolic. It's all invective. It's all nasty, vicious. And CNN is no longer even in the same zip code. code is fair, MSNBC, the, you know, the alphabets, are all so in the tank that when you occasionally go over their sites and look at it, you're like, wow, this is even stronger nastiness than the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party can move to the middle because the media is so far to the left. And I'm hopeful, and the only thing I can say, there's two threats. And one is that mail-in ballot game they're playing. And, you know, if you're ever against the home team and the refs are on their side, you got to beat them so hard that the refs can't make a difference. You know what I'm saying? So, and then the other thing is, heaven forbid, we are in such a fashion as a nation that we bring upon us the judgment of God, a Biden presidency would be a plague. And that's what I got. But have a glorious week. It's a beautiful day today. Thanks.
Thank you very much. A plague. Is how he describes the Biden presidency. You agree with that, folks? Do you agree? More coming up. What's on your mind?
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So we'll be on a Big Iron next week. Starts on Tuesday. Goes to Thursday. Should be a lot of fun. Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Our friends at High Plains Apache are going to be there. They'll have on display the 2021 sprayers, and these Apache sprayers, every year there's some innovation that you say, I gotta have that. Bring that to me. They're gonna have at least one 2021 on display out there. So look forward to that. Self-propelled sprayers and, of course, that light footprint. The 2021 lineup has precision ag technology and simple-to-maintain Cummins engines in them, all backed by the best warranty in the industry. Equipment Watch named Apache Sprayers as the four-time award winner, highest retained value sprayer in the industry. You love something to retain its value, don't you? Check out the 2021 HighPlainsApache.com, or we'll see you at Big Iron next week. Okay? Look forward to it. 21 past the hour, rolling on with more of your calls, questions, and comments. Telephone number, 800-228-0550. Texter says, if Biden wins, Governor Burgum needs to file articles of secession immediately. The modern Democratic Party will destroy our domestic economy while turning production capacity over to the likes of China and Iran. I actually don't think that's too crazy a conversation for some point in the future. I really don't. I mean, I think that's, you know, sadly, the differences. Texter says, Karl Rove, you must be joking. Isn't he a Walmart greeter somewhere? No. Not a Walmart greeter. Do you watch Fox News? I'd ask the texter. Probably their top analyst. So. You don't have to like Karl Rove. I'm not telling you have to like him. It's, as I said earlier, he's been part of the D.C. crowd for a long time, but elected a lot of Republicans in his day, and is the kind of guy that I think is thankfully not gone to the never-Trumper side, but rather sees Trump's strengths and in the meantime busts his butt to get Republicans elected in the House and the Senate. So, there's that. We're going to talk to him at 10:30 today. We need to counter the Democrats' voter fraud, says another listener. They've never been so desperate. We need to start harvesting votes now. Texter says, Noam Owens in 2024. Owens, Candace, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Burgum is way too big of a coward. I don't know if he was thinking that the Governor Burgum might be a presidential candidate, but wants to Noam instead. I don't know what that exactly means. I have heard an increasing amount of critical comments of Governor Burgum. I don't know that any polling reflects that. I guess I haven't seen any polling, but I've not seen anything to indicate a change in strategy, so I assume there's nothing wrong with the polling, I guess is the way I'm looking at it. But is your opinion changing of Governor Burgum related to the coronavirus or the management of the state or doing his job?
I will gladly trade you my governor for yours, if that's an option.
You'd give up Walls?
I would give up Mr. Tim Walls. You can have him, and we'll take Burgum over there to the east of the Dakota border. Yeah, gladly welcome that.
Texter says, we have a problem with this online learning, kindergarten in Bismarck Public Schools. Sends me a photo saying, find the fiction books with character fiction books to the box. What are you supposed to do? I guess they don't have all of the picture. Remember, books are not real. What is this supposed to be? It's a picture of a bear. Huh. There's a bear book. This is Why Is Mommy Moaning? So sure that should be one. ATM, Three Little Pigs. I don't get it. I'm going to need to have more information. Thank you for sharing, but I just don't get what you're saying. And I would very much like to have any examples you do have about how kids are learning right now. When they are doing this hybrid learning system, which needs to end yesterday, how are they being educated? I mean, now parents can watch. You're part of the class. You're getting an eye on this. I'd love to know. So somebody's trying to do here. I just can't read what they sent me, the photo of here on these fiction books. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
You went staticky for a second there. Is that me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Okay. I'm from Bismarck, and I've never donated to a Republican Party or a Democrat Party or a candidate. I'd like to do it this year, but I don't want everybody else coming to me for a donation. Yeah, all your suggestions are great, and if you can continue to do that, I'll pick up on something that you guys say. And please leave an address, too, so I can write. I'd like to send a check instead of going through the wire.
Yeah, that's probably the way to go. I can do a little checking on that, though. I understand that. I mean, you know, in other words, isn't my information being sold to other campaigns? So if I donate to one, do I hear from now 100 different campaigns?
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I've donated a couple times by text to the Trump campaign, and my gosh, I probably get 6, 7, 8, 9 texts a day. And I've heard that from other people as well. Now, I have a little bit of empathy because I want them to win. And I think they're being, you know, very aggressive, and it must work in getting donations from more people than it ticks off. But I totally understand what you're saying, Jim. That, you know, I've not donated before. I want to donate to him. But by golly, I don't want to be receiving 9,000 flyers in the mail, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a suggestion, too.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's not a suggestion. Something that happened to me. I bought a car less than 2 weeks ago and just got it registered. And Friday this week would be the 2 weeks. And I've already received something from somebody that knows I own the car. And they're trying to get me to buy some kind of insurance or coverage for the car. And I'd like to know where it came from. Does it come right from the DOT?
I would love to ask.
Extended warranty? Is yours expired?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, but also, I think when you buy a new car, you register a new car, that's public information. So, Savvy...
It was from a private party, and the only one I've had any contact with is our DOT.
Those are public information. Yeah,
you go to DOT, you say, okay, well, I want to license this car. That's now public information.
Yep.
And these firms come in and they harvest that info and then they market to you. So I don't think the DOT could change that. I think maybe the legislature could change it. But I'll get a question. We've had the DOT on, and we're probably due to have them on again to talk a little bit about.
If they're calling, make sure you block the call. If they're texting, you can reply stop, and they'll stop, or unsubscribe on an email is pretty much your defense.
Oh, I got a card in the mail.
You got a card in the mail from this insurance company or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soliciting me already with my name and the vehicle, and it's happened that fast.
Right, and I don't think the DOT has any choice. I don't think, but we're going to find out. We'll ask them, okay? Jim, thanks for the call. Thanks also for sharing the fact that you've never donated to a campaign ever and you want to donate to Donald Trump. That's saying something. Appreciate it. Sean in Minot on Measure 2 when we come back.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. will be pulling out more than a third of the troops currently stationed in Iraq by the end of this month. President Trump expected to make the announcement today, but already the top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, has told reporters that troop strength will be reduced from about 5,200 to 3,000 during the month of September. A former White House communications chief under President Trump is defending the former administration officials who are speaking out against the commander-in-chief.
And then the American people have to make a decision if they want 4 more years years of this sort of nonsense? Or do they want to clean this up?
Speaking on MSNBC, Anthony Scaramucci also defended the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has just released a tell-all book about President Trump that hit the shelves yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the Wednesday Wheels segment from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. If you head to Pucklich, Bismarck, Pucklich Valley City, you're going to find Wednesday Wheels. Good deals. Just tell them Scott sent you. They'll take good care of you, I tell you. You ready? 2019 Chevy Blazer RS Edition. It's got everything on it. Sharp red color, black red trim, panoramic sunroof, 21-inch black rims, heated and cooled leather seats, navigation, Bluetooth, adaptive cruise control, power liftgate, heated steering wheel. Holy buckets. And get this, it only has 67,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm. That's right, not even 7,000 miles on this baby. 6,700 miles. Did I say 67,000? 6,700.
Yeah, 6,700.
Yeah, 6,700. Not even 7,000 miles on this baby. Now, brand new, that was like $51,000, $52,000 set of wheels. But you save twice because it's on the lot for $41,995 now. But if you tell them you heard about it from yours truly here on the radio, you drive it home for $41,995. Grand, even. That one's at West Main, Valley City, 721 West Main, PucklichValleyCity.com to see it. Or call 800-401-4352, Pucklich Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy in Pucklich Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, 26 before the top of the hour, Brock Pierce was scheduled to join us at this time, and they had a little scheduling snafu. So we're doing that interview a little later on today, and we will bring you that tomorrow. I know you were just on the edge of your seat. Independent candidate for president. This way we'll get a chance to talk more about his stop at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, about the Dakota Access Pipeline. But I am interested in the campaign because he's on the ballot in like 11 states. Could be interesting to follow that.
Him and Kanye.
I wanted to ask him what he thought of Donald Trump getting nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. How many Democrats do you think we've ruined their day with that news?
All right.
Donald Trump nominated by a Norwegian for the Nobel Peace Prize. He should get it.
You know what? There's an argument to be made there. No question.
The progress that they've made?
Yes. North Korea. I mean, all of it.
I think it was Israel that ultimately...
Everything's dialing down.
Yeah.
All of these endless wars we've been in.
So interesting. So interesting. And I just wonder what the left thinks. All right, John in Minot. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a measure number two until I heard something about it on the radio or TV the other day. And all I heard about it was that I don't know anything about it.
Well, we had a little Measure 2101, and we'll have more before the election. But the bottom line is, it's the legislature's attempt at fixing the initiated measure process when it comes to trying to change the Constitution. Because there have been some really goofy things that have been done in that regard, and it clearly needs help. So the legislature has come up with a plan. Now, some people don't like it because they believe it gives the legislature too much control over the initiative measure process, because ultimately they have to approve the language, and they have a veto on what they ultimately do. Now, if they vote thumbs down, say something passes and they vote thumbs down on it, John, it can go back on the ballot, and then the people have the say the second go around. So a little clumsy, but I think something's got to be done with the initiated measure process. We saw that with this horrific Measure 3 that thankfully was thrown out by the Supreme Court. But that was a hoax. It was an absolute hoax. Running around telling people that, oh, would you like to help veterans have longer to vote when they're overseas? You know. Meanwhile, it was like all kinds of different things that had changed from rank voting to everything else. So I will vote yes on Measure 2, John, myself. Just because I think it's a fix. I'm guessing if it doesn't pass, there'll be something a little better in the way of a fix next go-around. Does that help?
Okay. That helps me a little bit, I guess. You say you're going to talk about it sometime in the future, though, and tell us a little bit more about it. Is that correct?
I will. Yep, we will give... in fact, we had Senator David Hogue was on the program. He and Kim Koppelman were here together talking about the issue, and it was a short segment, so I said, can you guys come back? So we're definitely going to do some back, for sure.
Okay, I hope I'm listening in that day. I'm not able to listen in every day, but I hope I can make it on that day. And I thank you.
I will make sure we give a few days prior notice.
Okay, I thank you, and you have a good day now, and stay healthy.
All right, you too. Thank you very much, John. Good talking to you. 800-228-0550. I could tell you that... Jason Lewis will be on tomorrow. And also a candidate for the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Brant Dick, will be on the program. He is a candidate that sought the Republican nomination, but lost, but is running in the general election because those are not party affiliation. He is the superintendent himself. We'll also have on Friday, Congressman Kevin Cramer, just giving a little preview of what's to come. Be big iron next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will join us, and Bill O'Reilly as well next Thursday. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has a new book. If there's any authors out there you'd like us to have on, let me know. I saw last night Laura Ingraham had a guy on by the name of Mike McCormick, and he was a former stenographer. Did you see any of this, Kevin? He worked for Biden.
Okay.
Okay, and he actually worked for, I think, Bush 1 year and then Biden the entire time and okay. one year yeah. Trump or something like that. And his job is anytime Joe Biden's slapping his lips on anything, could be on a phone call, could be in a private conversation right. off the record, or even a public meeting, he is the stenographer.
He transcribes it.
Getting everything yep. down. So he's got a book out, and he basically said Joe Biden is not the same Joe Biden. He is. I mean, there's something wrong cognitively with Joe Biden. There's a guy who worked right alongside him.
Oh, there's no question.
I mean, we all know that, right? But it's interesting to hear somebody actually say it. So we're working on booking him as well.
What amazes me is the level at which they're still putting him out there, still putting him forward, still got to listen to Joe. Joe can barely listen to Joe.
Joe can barely listen to Joe. You're exactly right. All right, we had a call earlier. Somebody said, I never voted for Donald Trump. No, I never donated to any presidential candidate, but I want to donate to Donald Trump. That sort of blows me away. Next person blows me away like that with, I haven't voted in any election, but I'm going to vote in this election or something like that. I voted for Hillary last time, but I'm voting for Trump this time. Just give me something that'll blow me away, and I'm going to give you the pillow you can sleep on election night and feel a little bit better about it. So tell me your story here about this election. Is this election feel to you different than any in your lifetime? Do you take it that seriously? Are you agreeing with me that we cannot put our pillow on our heads, rather, on our pillows on election night without knowing we've done everything possible? And if you can think of anything else possible for us to do, I'm up for that, too. Blow me away, and I'm going to reward you with a free MyPillow from our friend Michael Lindell. Best pillow on the planet Earth, without a question. Your dog shouldn't be cheated, either. Don't cheat your pets, because they have small, medium, and large MyPillow pet beds that are phenomenal. Really, really good. MyPillow towels, guess what? They actually absorb the moisture on you. Most pillows don't. They're all lotiony. They're all fancy schmancy, but they don't actually dry you off. Nothing worse than that kind of pillow.
You mean towel?
That towel. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than that kind of towel.
Drying yourself off with the pillow.
I haven't done that ever. I don't know. I might.
Oh, those towels are gorgeous.
MyPillow.com. The towels are great. Lots of great colors. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, let's go to Steve in Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, I would like to talk a little bit about the Bismarck Tribune. Just got an invoice from last year to get a subscription daily. Cost, you're not going to believe this, $590. And that was, you know, their, what they call their platinum. You get paper every day. Just got an invoice from them for the same thing for this upcoming year for $885.
What the world?
And it says frequency every day, and I believe in the middle of October they're going to go to 6 days a week. So you not only get a false fake bill from them of what they're going to do, but they've almost doubled their subscription. And I'm kind of wondering, what does it cost for a subscription to the Fargo Forum? Are they that crazy?
Well, the Fargo Forum is down to 2 days a week now, printing the paper version of the Fargo Forum. So it wouldn't be apples to apples, because Bismarck Tribune is still doing it every day, right?
Well, every day, but they're, from what I hear, they're going to go down to, you're not going to get a Sunday paper anymore. That's all going to be in a Saturday paper in the middle of October. Plus, you also get a 243 per day digital subscription, which is, you know, 7 to 10 days old news that they put on their site. And I was just wondering, how long do you think a business would stay in business running an operation like this?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know how they, you know, look, I have great empathy for the newspaper business, because from a business model standpoint, the disruption is unbelievable. I mean, I still can't even believe the Fargo Forum is down to 2 days a week. I can't. And I like the paper. I'm the kind of guy, I want it in my hand. When I get off the air, I have the Wall Street Journal sitting on my desk every day. Beautiful. I can go right to the editorial page. Just holding it in my hand, I like it. Epic Times is another really good paper, by the way. I don't know if you've seen that, but that's a good newspaper. It's Epoch. But it looks like Epoch, but it's actually pronounced Epic.
Okay.
Say that again, Steve.
Where are they published from?
Wall Street Journal obviously is national, but so is the Epoch Times. You know, you're not going to get local news in there, but you don't get a lot of local news there anyway. Most of that is going to be the way they're out. I empathize with you, though, Steve, because that's a big jump. It is a big jump, and I if you find out how they justify that or why that makes sense, or that's how they're going to keep the papers printed, let us know, please.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Who's on the phone? That's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're gearing up. We're going to be heading over to West Fargo. We got some 24-inch we're going to bore in over there. I got a 16-inch project going over there as well. And we're gearing up, getting ready to head down to Strasburg, the big city, do some water line down there. And we're also spread out in Glen Olin, so we're kind of all over the place this next week.
You're saving people money, and you're having the least amount of disruption to get these projects done on the landscape, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, it's all on what they want. You know, if we're tearing through a field, some guys will let us backhoe through there. If they don't want it disturbed, we'll bring the drill in there and we'll drill underneath it all.
It's that easy, folks. Call them up, 701-204-0404. Visit reddrilling.com, reddrilling.com, or again, call 701-204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Call 701-204-0404, 701-204-0404, or online at reddrilling.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
The way your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Texter sent a note listening to the gentleman earlier with his concern about the price of the Bismarck Tribune subscription, saying obits are outrageous also. Paid $650 in July for my mother's obit. Obit prices are also outrageous. Mine on daily, not near as expensive for a subscription. All right? There you go. So, hey, lunch today? Let's talk about lunch today, shouldn't we? Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Prepare to get hungry.
What are you thinking?
Because I'm going to tell you a little bit about...
PetroServe?
Swedish meatballs.
Oh, now you're clocking.
Or lasagna. At the PetroServe USA location in Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. Cheesy bacon pasta bake. Yeah. That's at the 12th Avenue Fargo location. Chicken fettuccinis at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. Like a little chef's choice whipped up Harwood I-29 up there today. And don't forget, it's Wednesday, so you buy two fresh baked cookies and you get one free. That's the special there today. And that's a dandy. Plus, you got Jack Link's, the big 10-ounce bag, $8.99. Kenny's Gummies, 2-pound bag for $4.99. A couple of the specials you'll find. Great food, great folks. That's right. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay? All right, let me get Wade in here quick, and then we're going to go to our guest to talk a little bit about McKenzie County and how there's a lot to lose every time someone goes uncounted in the Senate, in the census, rather. You need to know about this. We'll tell you about that. Wade, Fargo, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. Do you know what the new acronym meaning for DFL and DNC is?
DFL, Democratic Farmer Labor Party. DNC, Democratic National Committee.
Yeah, but what's the new meanings of them?
Oh, I haven't gotten the memo. I don't know.
Dumb effing liars.
Ooh.
And darn near communist.
Darn near communist. Oh, I like the humor. Thank you very much. Like the humor. Another texter says, I want to hear if you have a Trump voter in your audience that is leaving the Trump team and going to Biden. What do they like about Biden better? All right, that'd be good for a pillow, too. I got some pillows to give out here, okay? 800-228-0550. Let's chat with Joel Brown, president of the McKenzie County Job Development Authority Board, and talk a little bit about the importance of the census to the state of North Dakota, McKenzie County, and your community, your county, your town. Joel, how you doing?
Great. How you doing this morning, Scott?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How's McKenzie County coming along?
Oh, man, we're just humming along here, Scott. You know, and especially in thinking about the census, this is something that we think is incredibly important to the economic development of our region. And so very happy to be on your show today to chat a little bit about the importance of it.
So every counted individual brings in over $19,000 in federal funding to North Dakota over the next decade. If they're not counted, those dollars just don't come in. So that's what's at stake here, right?
Absolutely. So just to extrapolate that to if we were to miss 10% of the people in North Dakota, if 10% go uncounted, that's the equivalent of $725 million in federal funding lost to the state of North Dakota over the next 10 years. So, yes, incredibly important, very important to get counted.
And another matter, even not really linked directly with funding, but if as people who are their own businesses and have these search firms that say, okay, where are we going to put our next location? I mean, they're looking at that data to decide where to build, where to hire, and create those jobs, right?
Yeah, you've hit the nail right on the head, Scott, and especially coming at it from an economic development standpoint in western North Dakota, we've been, you know, telling businesses, we've been telling people from outside the area that our population over the past 10 years has just exploded. The 2020 census is our chance to prove that, and those businesses, when they're looking at opening up retail in western North Dakota, if they're looking at investing and developing in western North Dakota, they're looking at those census numbers to back up, do we have the population to support that? And it's really been an uphill battle to recruit businesses to this area because we don't have the census numbers to support it. If you look at Wofford City, for instance, in 2010, we were a town of about 1,300 people. And today we're likely somewhere in the range of six times that number. The census is our chance to be able to prove that and be able to prove that to the businesses who are interested in investing in western North Dakota.
My2020census.gov is where you can just check the box and be done. And if someone knocks on the door, you can say, I did it. It's done. So my2020census.gov, and they do knock on the door, and they knock on the neighbor's door after like six or seven tries and say, you know, do you know how many people live there? And so, you know, this is an aggressive effort for good reason, though. I mean, this is important to the state. Really, the state can't afford you know, to have that level of appropriated federal funds not come to the state, just to sort of leave it on the table. It doesn't come, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think especially in western North Dakota, the things to think about with the federal funds that could potentially be missed out on if we're not counted, that's largely going towards schools. That's largely going towards infrastructure. Those are two really important things to us out in western North Dakota with our growing population. I think about, you know, investment in infrastructure and how important that has been to western North Dakota over the past decade as the oil industry has really thrived and blown up. And I still look at Highway 85 South, running south out of Wofford City down to Belfield, is one of the most dangerous stretches of road in western North Dakota. And so the importance of getting...
It is important. And without the dollars, you don't fix the road. Joel Brown, thanks so much for reminding us.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson. He was the namesake. He had a son, Harry. And he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. HATandSons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.